What is up, everybody? It is your guy, Retro Lag. Welcome back to another episode of the Bleep Bloop Podcast. If this is your first time listening, I want to say thank you for tuning in. I enjoy doing this show. I have a lot of fun with it. And today, we're going to be talking about why we need more demos. So, if any of you remember back when, well, if you're as old as I am, I'm dating myself a little bit. When the PlayStation 1 came out, they used to release these demo discs. And the demo disc would have like, for example, what I remember was on Tekken 3, you could be, I think, two or three characters and you could fight like those characters. And that was it, you know, but it introduced you to Tekken. I think there were a couple other games that were on the demo as well, but it was really cool because it gave you a chance to preview games that were going to be coming up for that system. I remember a lot of AAA titles used to do that as well. They would release demos of their games. But somewhere along the way, it seemed like that just stopped happening. Now, what you have seen in recent years is, especially on Steam, whenever they do like one of their promotional events or game festivals, maybe a publisher puts on something, typically they'll have demos available of games that are going to be coming out. But a lot of times they're just the indie games. And I feel like in this landscape, you always see the same thing. You see trailers come out, then you see gameplay trailers, and sometimes they'll do early access, or nowadays the catchphrase is, oh, it's a day one release. Well, yeah, it's released on day one, but where that's applicable is like on Game Pass. Before, games wouldn't release to Game Pass right away, especially on release. They would come later. Now, some games are actually available immediately on Game Pass the day it releases. And I think PlayStation is doing the same thing. But I think what would be really dope is, instead of giving us the gameplay trailer, how about if you're at a conference, you say, the demo is available right now for play. And maybe it's a polished level that you know is good to showcase. But I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that if more companies did that, I feel like it would give them the feedback that they would need initially, like, you know, able to gauge interest in the game, able to gauge if some of the features that they were banking on people loving, whether or not they were loved, versus things that they were taken by surprise that people enjoyed, or things that people just flat out did not like. You know, you have your game testers that do that stuff, which does alleviate time, but I feel like that's more for the technical aspects of it, not so much for the enjoyment aspect. I don't think it cost really anything to do that, because my evidence to that argument would be that if you look at indie game companies, they release demos of their games all the time. All the time. So if indie game companies, who these developers and publishers have not even a fraction of the money that these AAA publishers have, why is it so difficult for these bigger studios to do it? Maybe it doesn't fit into their timeline of how they want to release, but I think that it's not a bad thing. Especially if, what have we seen more times than not? We see a game get, We see a game get delayed, right? We want to give you the best experience possible, so we're going to delay it until next year, third quarter. But to hold you over, here's a sneak peek demo of the first two levels, or of one level and an intro, or, you know, whatever they want to do, you know, but something that really captures the interests of people. And maybe they'll even play it. Like, I remember when Resident Evil, I think it was Resident Evil 2 or Resident Evil 3, the remake, they released a demo, and I played the demo. The demo was really good. You know, it got you into the game to experience it, and it was a lot of fun. So, I don't know. I feel like studios should do that more often, but whatever the reason is, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say that publishers and developers aren't doing that, because maybe they are, but I think that it is a what is the word I want to use? It is something that used to be done that I think fans appreciated that developers and publishers got away from. So now all you're left with is the expectations, what you're showing me, what you want me to see, and what these, dare I say, mid-level experienced reviewers say. And that's a whole another topic of discussion. But that's all you really have to go off of. Unless you're like me, you're like, I don't care what anybody says. If I want to play this, I'm going to play it and formulate my own opinion. If you're like me, then none of that other stuff applies. But that's what you're left with. If you're just a norm, you know, a normie that plays games, you're left at the mercy of what these reviewers are telling you, what the studio wants you to see, and what you're shown, you know, or what you can see on your own. But you don't ever get a chance to experience it for yourself, so you don't know. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I'm not a developer, I'm not a publisher. Maybe there's logistical requirements that goes into it. Maybe there's cost attached. But again, if indie game companies do it, then why can't these other companies? I don't know. Hey, this is a short episode, but I hope you enjoyed it. It was just something I thought about. I wanted to put it out there. I got another episode in the queue coming up, so make sure that you tune in for that one. All right, and if you enjoy this, subscribe, add it to your library, share it with your friends, and hey, leave me a review. Let me know how I'm doing, what you might want to see in the future. All right? And until the next one, y'all, peace!